Some people would say we're lucky. I think we're blessed. This morning, how many things happen in your life and you just consider them a coincidence? Really? You think it's a coincidence, right? Sometimes you just think you're lucky, right? Well, I've learned, being a spiritual person or trying to walk in the spiritual way, that it's a little bit more complicated than that. And the complication is there are things that are working behind the scenes. As Ernest Holmes put it, everything is spiritual. I was working on this morning's message. I was reading through this book, and ironically, by coincidence, Carmen sent me a proposal to teach a class on this book. So the question here is it all a coincidence, or is something unusual happening that we just need to get in the flow of what is happening? I am often fascinated about how I don't speak with the musicians. They don't care what I talk about anyway. And we end up and the message is the same. Or maybe we just hear the same message. I'm not really sure what it is, but I know it's a spiritual thing. And all is happening, this idea. It's not coincidence for me. It's synchronicity. It is the movement of consciousness. And when we access that consciousness, amazing things happen. Now, I teach that, you know, God does not have a specific plan for your life, that God is not saying that you can only have one job, you can have only one partner, only one thing in life is going to happen for you, that because you must figure out what that mystery is, and you must go your entire life until you figure out what the mystery is, wandering around unhappy, incomplete, simply because somebody told you that you need to find God's plan for you. What I have learned in life is that God can bless anything that you do in love. Anything and everything you do with your intention of love. God just blesses it because you are in the stream of divine consciousness when you are operating in love. God can bless anything. Whatever your ideas are, God can bless those things. So it's beyond, for me, it's more important than there's just a plan. There is a divine flow, and when you enter the divine flow of consciousness, things change, though. That's the warning. Things change, and often things will end before the newness of things beginning. Some people will leave you on, just kind of fall away. Things will no longer be important to you. As my parents would say, you just lose the taste for it. You just lose the taste for it. So I am in the anatomy of awakening this morning, that the God body is what spirit looks like when it becomes you. The God body. Have you ever recognized that the life that you have always been waiting for is already within you? And it is simply waiting for you to awaken to the reality that it is already in you. That is the message in the anatomy of awakening. The hidden codes to activate self-healing, unlock your higher consciousness, and live your divine destiny by Sue Motter. I recommend it very highly. And if you don't do anything else, read the intro. It is amazing. So we will explore this journey that life for us is more than just surviving, just getting by, just getting on until the next thing happens, or as I was raised, until Jesus would come. You know, you just waited on Jesus to come. Like, you know, times are hard. You know, but we're not waiting on anything to happen. We're waiting because we know what is happening is happening within us. And Sue calls this the God body, the energy which I see as the consciousness of the spirit. And most of the time I feel this subtle buzz, this hum within my being, this vibration that is always there. Most importantly, I notice when I don't feel it. That's when it's interesting, when I don't feel it. And the thing that I know is the spirit has not left me. I am just no longer awake to what is going on inside of me. We are often walking around unaware. It's not just emotion, not just a thought. It is something deeper, a kind of inner electricity, a warmth, a coherence, a unity, a sense that something is aligning, organizing, awakening, and something is about to happen. It just runs through me. I feel it all the time. I can't put my finger on why or how, but I know it is happening. What is that? What is it? Is it the spirit? Is it God? Is it energy? Is it all three in a different language? Is it all three in a different language? And because we're honest, I think we've all felt periods or times of life where you feel you are just in sync, where life is just unified and orderly, and it just makes sense to you. And often it's beyond the circumstances. The circumstances look awful. But somehow within you, you know, I'm going to make it. This is not going to take me out. And as sometimes we're just in situations where our breath just settles, where we suddenly feel like beyond, like we really are ourselves finally. And the point at which prayer and meditation is not just calming, it opens us up to possibility. The thing that is lying within all of us that is just waiting for us to awaken to it. It is beyond our emotions, yet it is emotional. It is beyond our feelings, yet you do feel it. It is this inner shift, the inner spark, and the inner alignment that happens when we are in the divine flow. Some of us call it spirit. Some of us call it energy. Some of us call it God within. Here's the thing I think we can all say. I know it's real. I know it's the real thing. I know it's the real thing. And Sue talks about it as the God body. I kind of like that term, the God body. This is this energetic anatomy of awakening. We're also going to talk about the spirit, where science and mind talks about the universal creative intelligence of the universe. We're going to look at how they're different and how they're similar, and ultimately how they are complementary. The God body is Mortar's term for the energetic architecture of divinity expressing in human form. It is the vibrational template beneath the physical body. It is the energetic circuitry through which consciousness flows. It is the embodied expression of source. It is the somatic pathway of awakening. It is the non-dual realization that the body is God expressing. Non-dual. Dual is separation. We are non-dual. And Mortar teaches that awakening is not just a mental shift. It's not just a shift, although you do shift. It is an energetic alignment, a coherence, a unity, a vibration, a remembering of our divine anatomy. And science and mind says spirit is this infinite intelligence, the one mind, the creative life expressing through all of creation. And it is expressed as us. It's us's. That's what it is. It is we are to have this confident, self-assuring, free-choosing presence that is within us that is empowered by the divine. It is universal, impersonal, yet intimate, creative, intelligent, responsive to thought, responsive to our needs and our ideas and our desires, and it is the essence of all being. Spirit is not a person in my book. It is the life that lives itself through us. It is not only energy, it is an intelligence that shapes energy into form. Now, both of them affirm that God is in us and that God is not out there, and both teach a non-dual presence. Both see awakening as recognizing our true nature, and both affirm that healing is alignment with the divine truth. But understand the human is an expression of the divine. Both see it this way. But they talk about it differently. I see it as the same thing. The God body is the energetic anatomy, and the spirit is universal intelligence. The God body is vibration, coherence, somatic alignment. Spirit is thought, belief, and causation. The God body is felt in the body, and the spirit is realized in the mind and felt in the body. The God body is energetic, it is somatic, and in spirit is metaphysical, it is mental. It is the pathway of our access to the divine. The God body is the embodiment of practiceness of this that practices what the spirit is experiencing for us. But this universal thought and idea and creative nature runs through us all. And here's where they join hands. where they dance together. That spirit is the architect and the God body is the architecture. Spirit is the intelligence. The God body is the embodiment. That is all of what we teach. Nothing will work for you. Principle will not work for you until you embody it. No matter how much teaching any of us get, if you don't do it, it ain't going to work for you. It'll only work if you work it. If you don't work it, it ain't going to work for you. You will watch it work for everybody around you, but it's not working for you, and you'll think you're left out. You got to work with it. And if you work with it, it'll work with you. It is the spirit is the creative cause. The God body is the awakened effect. The effects in your life are coming from that God body within you. The God body is what spirit looks like when it becomes you. Have you thought about how wonderful that is? If you're looking for God's face, look in the mirror. It means that your body is not a barrier to God. It is a portal. It means that your energy is not random. It is a divine design. It means that your thoughts are not powerless. They are creative commands. It means that your awakening is not somewhere in the future. It is already present with you and in you and through you right now if we awaken to it. It's all about spiritual awareness. Have you ever heard that before? Spiritual awareness. And when you feel coherence or the unity in your body, spirit is speaking. And when you feel clarity in your mind, spirit is awakening. And you are the place where God becomes visible. Are you proud of who you are when you look in the window, in the mirror, in the window, looking at somebody else? And hopefully that's not a mistake. Thank you, Divine Spirit. So as a community, here is our call. Here's our call to us, that we honor the God body, the sacred energy that animates all of us. We honor the spirit, the infinite intelligence that expresses itself through us. We honor the unity of both, the energy and the intelligence, the body and the mind, the vibration and the thought. We will awaken together. We will embody together. That's what we do. We will create together. Therefore, we will rise together. And when we are the living architecture of spirit, spirit decides and we are the architecture. This is what how spirit is seen. We are the God body in motion. We are the awakening of the one mind. And so as we prepare to finish this day, because I won't be here with you long, those of you know that means it's another 45 minutes. I want you to hold this truth deep in your spirit, and that is, God, you are not waiting for God to show up. You are the place where God shows up. You are the God body in motion. You are the spirit in expression. You are the living architecture of the spirit. And when the breath settles and God settles in you, and when the spirit energizes us, the spirit rises in you. And when your mind aligns, creation aligns through you. So walk out of here knowing this. That there is a power within you more powerful than your fear. There is a light within you stronger than your doubt. There is a life within you deeper than your history. There is nothing about your history the spirit cannot overcome. We do not, but we believe in principle, not the president. We are the power of the spirit. The light is life. That when circumstances try to convince you that you are limited, you remember that spirit has no limits. And when life whispers that you are alone, you answer with the truth that the infinite walks in your bones. And now to the one who has breathed spirit into your life, to this divine consciousness, unto the one who shaped your energy into divine architecture, and to the one who has called you from possibility to embodiment, be the strength for your journey, clarity for your mind, and power for your becoming. And so it is. Oh.